Josh Cooper has got a knee contusion. That's our early reports. We'll have it further evaluated. Buster Screen left the game with a concussion. All right. And then other than that, you know, Joe Hayden, we tried to get him in the game early this morning, and it wasn't going to work. So that's why we put him down. But otherwise, hard-fought game. Compliment the Cowboys. They found a way. They found a way to get at us a little bit, and they finished it in overtime. So credit to them. They did a good job. I do think my guys fought extremely hard, and in some ways disappointed for them that we lost the football game because, we just didn't get it done. We didn't make at the end of the day, we didn't make enough plays to win, and I'll just leave it at that. Otherwise, I thought guys battled for the most part. I'm sure you're going to have questions about specific players. But I told the players, sometimes this happens in life, and you just get back to work and put all your energy and your focus on beating the Pittsburgh Steelers this Sunday. And so it's the unfortunate part of this business, and half the coaches in the league, I'm going to talk to their players this week about doing what they can to win the next one after a loss. And so that's where we're at. But with that, I'll take your questions.
Coach, did you get an explanation as far as why they couldn't review that?
Yeah. I pretty much knew by the way they called it that it was not reviewable. But in those overtime situations, that type of stuff was happening from the booth. And so I just used my time out to give them a little bit more time to discuss. But basically, when they call it an incomplete pass, then, you know, it ends up being not reviewable. But I wanted to make sure they had time to get it all right, because the way I saw it, I think I saw it a little bit differently. So.
Can you just talk about the throw to Jordan Cameron? And, I mean, like maybe what do you think of Brandon Whedon's throw in the end zone on the fourth one?
Yeah, they missed it. What do I think about it? They missed it, right? And then not long after that, we threw one in the end zone to win the game or to get ahead in the game, and which was a good throw. Okay.
What challenge was it with Screen going out with Hayden not in there? I mean, how?
Well, I tell you what, the guys that went in there battled, and you know, we had three of our. With Dimitri, Joe, and then at that point, Buster going down. And the guys that were in there battled. And, they just battled. And so, typically, when you have injuries, the next guy up's got to do their thing. And I'm proud of the effort that our guys put out there.
How would you assess Whedon's
day? I'm going to look at it tomorrow, but, you know, I think he was more efficient today than he was last week.
Did you have a problem with all the penalties being called at all during the game? I mean, they had 10 first downs on penalties alone. Were they true penalties in your mind?
Well, I see things sometimes differently, but hey, it is what it is.
Defense was able to create a ton of pressure.
7 sacks, I think, right?
Talk about the way the defense played.
Well, we felt like if we had any chance of affecting the outcome of the game, and especially getting after Roman, we had to put pressure on him. And I thought at times in the game and really throughout the game, we were able to get home, and I think that's very important as we move forward.
Can you just talk in general about, you know, your team, you know, coming down here in a really tough environment, fighting all the way to the end, fighting through overtime? I'm sure some people with your record might not think they're fighting this hard, but could you ask for much more?
No, I see it happening every week. And this is a road environment. This is a road venue. And I told the players, the field dimensions are exactly the same. The goalposts are in the same spot. Don't let all whatever anybody thinks is a distraction be that. And I think they handled that extremely well.